It's Wednesday the 1st of June. Wednesday the 1st of June. And it's 6 p.m. And I've come out to sit on my front bench with the sun still high in the sky to the northwest. It's a beautiful day. Gorgeous day. And very sad at the same time. A short while ago I received the news from a friend of, a dear friend of many of us, Lee Stone. Lee, who so suddenly took critically, seriously ill in such a short period of time. Not even, I think I remember our last words, our last tweets anyway. With something along the lines of so much pain, might not be in Tweetland much, and we're informed this afternoon that Lee died 6:30 p.m. It's Eastern Standard Time, I call it. It's very sad. So many people will miss Lee. I know, to me it's like having lost a loved one. I never met her, and yet she was in my life virtually every day. She licked my wounds. She had great concern for my health and well-being, always sending advice and treatments and even diagnostics and prognosis. I have no doubt she did that with many people. That was just her way. She just was such a wonderful, kind, strong person. And I remember someone raised the subject of, in relation to audiobook, what would happen if someone just suddenly stopped posting? Who would know, who would be able to find out what happened to them? And it was quite a conversation at one time. And we were very fortunate that we were given a warning by Lee that things weren't just bad, but they were seriously bad. Because Lee was never one to complain. And my God, she had a lot to complain about. And just, she used to humble me, terribly humble me. What she did in life and all the trials that she went through recently, and even I would say it might have been in confidence to me, but it might not have been, knowing Lee. She might have shared her burden with others. Terrible difficulties with finances and pensions and her home, and having to deal with art and all things that went on there. And yet, there she was, sending me a message on how to mend something physically or how to look after myself to keep my well-being up. And it's just been such a shock. She just went as if she was there one minute and then she wasn't there the next minute. And I'm sure that most of you listening here, who knew Lee, find it hard to say knew instead of saying no. Yeah, we'll miss her as much as I miss her, and many others. There are people in this life that are what they are, and they're nice, and they're good, and helpful, and nice to know. And every now and then, along comes one who is pretty much unique. I'm sure that she is listening in somehow to all our moans about her departure, and probably saying something along the lines of, get over it. Get over it. It happens. But it's still a sad loss. As I said, I don't feel I've lost a friend, I've lost a loved one. And that's for someone you've never met. It's pretty unique, isn't it? Yeah. So, if you've ever heard Lee's audio, as she spoke, you could hear quite definitely the cigarette lighter being flicked and flicked and flicked to light her. I'm not sure it was fags, cigarettes, or cigars. Knowing Lee, I suspect it was cigars. And this lighter would flick, flick, flick as she spoke. And it's very strange to think that I'll never hear that again. Not from Lee directly, from the enemy. Yeah. Very sad. So, I just couldn't let her go without saying something about her. And I know there's many out there, other friends of mine on Audioboo, Twitter, etc., who are just as deeply shocked as I am. Lee Storm. Remember how she used to shout when Art was there? Stormy. Isn't that right, Stormy?